Secular in Washington, D.C., the Obama administration threatens to veto measure requiring Pastor Saeed's freedom before any deal with Iran.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The Senate, of course, is debating the Corker bill. Corker now says he has a veto-proof majority. He doesn't really need it because you've endorsed the compromise bill. But there are a whole series of amendments that are going to be voted on. For instance, there's an amendment that says before any sanctions are lifted, Iran would have to release those three Americans known to be in Iranian prisons. What is the administration's view on these amendments? Are you saying that it is this deal or no deal? Would we go back to a veto threat? So if an amendment passes that says first Iran needs to release those Americans, would you veto that bill?
The president would certainly veto any amendment or any bill with an amendment that undermined the unanimous compromise that was reached in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee or that interfered with the ongoing negotiations. And certainly a provision, an amendment that made this nuclear deal contingent on Iran's release of those three American citizens would fall, I think, frankly, into both categories. It would directly undermine the unanimous compromise that was reached in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and it certainly would interfere with the ongoing negotiations between the international community and Iran on their nuclear program.
These are separate issues. We will continue raising his case and the other two Americans who are detained, and Robert Levinson, who's missing. We'll continue raising them, but they are fate, and the outcome of these cases should in no way be tied to the nuclear issue.
The president would veto that.
So those kinds of amendments that are added to the bill that undermine the unanimous compromise or would interfere with the talks would earn a presidential veto. And I think that given, again, the unanimous vote in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, you know, I'm confident that there would be strong opposition to those kinds of amendments.
This is an agreement that is only about the nuclear issue. We have purposefully kept that separate from every other issue. That issue is complicated enough to deal with on its own. This is an agreement that doesn't deal with any other issues, nor should it.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. You heard it correctly. If you're listening closely to the opening of the show, yesterday after our broadcast, the White House press conference with White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest, he was asked by Jonathan Carl from ABC News about the amendments to the Iranian nuclear legislation moving through the United States Senate this week. We talked about, of course, one of the specific amendments, which calls for the release and return home of the Americans like Pastor Saeed Abedini, Amir Hekmati, Jason Rezaian, and of course Robert Levinson as well, that he was be located, and that nothing could occur, no sanctions relief would occur on the nuclear issue before those individuals were returned home. It's a stopgap measure. It's to put in place so that even if a deal which lots of people oppose and do not support moves forward, that these Americans get home. And the White House is against this specifically. And they're not just taking the general approach of we're against all amendments to this legislation and President Obama would veto it. They specifically kept focusing in on Josh Earnest on the Americans. And we'll play more of that from you when we come back from the break. And we'll get an update from Tham Bennett on exactly where this legislation is moving. It's become a very difficult process, to say the least. So we need to break that down for you. We're getting towards, the end of the month. So we have a matching challenge right now. Anything you're able to donate to the American Center for Law and Justice is effectively doubled. So you have double the impact of your financial contribution if you're able to donate. This is a great time to do so. You can donate online at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Or by phone, call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. And you can donate online. We will continue to take your phone calls as well. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The lines are open. We'll be taking your calls. A great time to donate, aclj.org.
It is a critical time. As U.S. and Iranian negotiators sit at the bargaining table, it's time that the plight of the four Americans held hostage in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, are raised at the bargaining table, not on the sidelines. The U.S. must demand the release of Pastor Saeed and the other Americans before any deal with the Iranians is finalized. Now on Capitol Hill, there's discussion and debate about the negotiations. At the ACLJ, we're calling on Congress to stand up for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans. We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. I'm going to play for you the full exchange so you can hear it now if you're just joining us, because it's a little shocking that it's a headline right on ACLJ.org. This is happened after the broadcast yesterday at the press conference at the White House with the White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. Obama administration threatens to veto measure requiring Pastor Saeed's freedom. So was it just all measures? They specifically went to the Americans and the amendments there. So let me play this for you, then we're going to break it down, what's exactly happening. This is by one. This is the question from ABC News reporter Jonathan Carl.
The Senate, of course, is debating the Corker bill. Corker now says he has a veto-proof majority. He doesn't really need it because you've endorsed the compromise bill. But there are a whole series of amendments that are going to be voted on. For instance, there's an amendment that says before any sanctions are lifted, Iran would have to release those three Americans known to be in Iranian prisons. What is the administration's view on these amendments? Are you saying that it is this deal or no deal? Would we go back to a veto threat situation if an amendment passes that says first Iran needs to release those Americans? Would you veto that bill?
So again, that's the question. Specifically on, would you veto the bill that says Iran needs to just first release those Americans, not change its human rights, not change its foreign policy, not change its support of international terror around the world, just release the Americans? So an interest specific to the United States of America, not a domestic issue in Iran. Take a listen to Josh Earnest. He didn't just say, we don't like all of the amendments, we think this should just be a clean piece of legislation on the nuclear issue. No, he had to specifically go to the issue involving the Americans. Take a listen.
The president would certainly veto any amendment or any bill with an amendment that undermined the unanimous compromise that was reached in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee or that interfered with the ongoing negotiations. And certainly a provision, an amendment, that made this nuclear deal contingent on Iran's release of those three American citizens would fall, I think, frankly, into both categories. It would directly undermine the unanimous compromise that was reached in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and it certainly would interfere with the ongoing negotiations between the international community and Iran on their nuclear program.
Folks, I just want to point you to where Josh Earnest says, and specifically in the middle of that, any amendment that made the nuclear deal contingent on Iran's release of those three Americans would fall into both categories. That is, that President Obama would veto it. So this is what concerns me. It's not just the piece of legislation. It's not the amendment itself. It's the mindset of the White House that they're thinking towards summer nuclear deal, because that's when this would really be in place, June, July, and that this will, that the Americans will not be home. And so they don't want to make it contingent, because if in their mind, behind the scenes, this is something they've already worked out with Iran or they're getting towards a solution on, it wouldn't be so concerning to them, right? Maybe this is an amendment they would be like, okay, you know what, we'll move forward with this, or we don't love these amendment process, but this will not destroy the whole piece of legislation and have a veto and cause even more trouble with Congress. But instead, they're looking forward towards the future, way into the future. And so, you know, you're looking at 2-3 months from now, and these Americans still not back yet, and yet you've got a deal already. That's very concerning to me. I want to go right to your phone calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Ed is calling in from Kansas on line one. Ed, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I do have an idea, though, and I just heard it. The Senate vote, and if it is approved and it goes to the White House desk, I would suggest invite Nagma and the kids there. If he's going to veto that legislation, let him look her in the eye and veto the legislation. Force him to look at those families and tell him why he's vetoing it. Or force these senators like Chris Coons to look them in the eye and tell them why they are opposed to it. And get the families out there. I think it's important. Get them out to the end of the gallery. And that's my comment.
Well, listen, I think that, you know, there are talks, you know, to have people like Nagma and these families be more representative in Washington once again. Yeah, they've done a lot of testimony. And Nagma is very outspoken on these issues. The other families have been very outspoken on these issues. I want to go to Than, because Than, I want to break down for everyone right now who's listening to this broadcast, because earlier in the week we're expecting some of this to already may be happening. I mean, it may have been done by now even. Now it's looking like, because of this amendment issue, we're talking about pushing into next week. And so that gives, again, more time for activism, more time to let your members of Congress know how you feel about this, and to, I guess, it will be extended dialogue between the Senate, the White House, and internally in the United States Senate.
Yeah, and it really is this specific amendment debate that you've been talking about and how dug in the White House is on this that has created this delay. Here's what's happening. The underlying bill is on the floor of the Senate. There have been more than 60 amendments filed to the bill. Now, any sponsor of one of those amendments, including one of the ones on the prisoner issue, Senator Rubio or Senator Risch or Senator Blunt, could go down to the floor and call that amendment up now. I mean, they could do it immediately, but what is happening behind the scenes is Leader McConnell is in favor of having a vote on those amendments. The managers of the bill, Senator Corker and Senator Cardin, are opposed to having amendments on this. They have basically taken the White House position on this, that they're not going to open up the bill for debate. So the sponsors of these amendments are, as we speak, trying to negotiate a solution, either inclusion of the language into the underlying deal or at least a vote on the floor of the Senate. So they have not yet gone down to the floor and called up that amendment because they don't want that opportunity to pass. That has pushed us into next week. So the debate on the amendments that we care about, Jordan, yes, they could happen today, but they could also easily happen into next week. And our position on this is continue to negotiate. Continue to negotiate. Don't give up on this. And to the extent that you don't get a deal to include language, demand a vote. Let's have a vote on the floor of the Senate, and let's make all of these senators take a position on whether or not they're going to require these prisoners to come home.
Folks, this is really how it's been set up. We have got time here to act. We need to hear from you. If you want to get involved in this issue and you have not done so already, remember, we launched a brand new petition, and over the last couple of years, there have been petitions on site that we've gone back to. There have been brand new petitions. This is a brand new petition, and over 190,000 people It's 190,078 have signed this petition just online at ACLJ.org. No deal with Iran unless Saeed is freed. You can also join this petition by phone. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, remember our lines are open for you. 1-800-684-3110 is the number you call. That's 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. We are breaking down what's happening on this nuclear issue here in Washington, D.C., getting pushed into next week. So this was something that you know, initially could have been yesterday, could have been today. Now it looks like next week with these debates and with the votes and how the amendments will go down. This is not the only amendment being discussed, obviously, and you see that from the press remarks. There are amendments about recognizing Israel. There are some other issues. But we really do believe, out of all these amendments, to focus in on one that is directly tied to us, not about Israel. It's not about Iran domestically. It's about getting Americans home before a potential deal is signed. And so for all of you out there saying, well, I don't like this deal at all, that's not what this is about. This is just saying if the White House gets into some deal, you cannot do A until this happens, until these Americans are returned home to their families. And the White House saying we would veto that. We would veto. We will stand in the way. We will take down the entire piece of legislation if you say that you want to get these Americans home before a nuclear deal goes into place. We'll get to your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let me go to Sandy calling in from Wisconsin, online too. Sandy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you very much. I have a different scenario, and I've, like everybody else, been very, very upset about this hostage situation. However, they're not going to come home. They're not going to let him free. I listened to the ambassador on Charlie Rose last night. He said these are very serious charges, and the United States can't tell us how to run our court system. That being said, and everything that has been done to free these hostages, what if this? I think the real thing here is the nuclear capability of a terrorist country. And I think that is what everybody should be really worried about. And
sure.
My scenario is, what if somehow this threat, this nuclear threat, was eliminated? What then would happen? And, you know, I saw what Russia did with Crimea. I saw that they shot down an airliner with 300 people on it, and nothing has happened. What would happen if that threat was eliminated?
Well, listen, I mean, it would change the scope of how the world is going. And it's not that anybody supports military action. Well, I will answer that question, Sandy. We come back from the break. It was a great question, great comments. If you can donate to the American Center for Law and Justice, a great time to do so. It's double the impact, your donation. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It is a critical time. As U.S. and Iranian negotiators sit at the bargaining table, it's time that the plight of the four Americans held hostage in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, are raised at the bargaining table, not on the sidelines. The U.S. must demand the release of Pastor Saeed and the other Americans before any deal with the Iranians is finalized. Now on Capitol Hill, there's discussion and debate about the negotiations. At the ACLJ, we're calling on Congress to stand up for Pastor Saeed
Saeed and the other Americans. We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The Iranian foreign minister, Sandy, who was calling from Wisconsin, mentioned this in his call before we got into the break, has been doing a lot of press interviews. He spoke at NYU. He sat down with Charlie Rose. He did interviews with reporters from Washington Post. And I want to play from the sound bites. This is the Iranian foreign minister. And he talked about his Mohammad Zarif. One, specifically, he was asked by the Washington Post about the Americans. So this was, again, happened again yesterday. This is the, well, I played for you, the White House getting asked about it. And they say they would veto, you know, anything that would tie it together. I don't know why they're so afraid of Iran. We are the superpower of the world. And we're dealing, Iran is having to deal with the other superpowers also here. Russia, China, the UK, France, and the EU combined. But take a listen, Byte 22.
Jason Rezaian, who has been imprisoned in Iran for more than a year on charges of espionage that his family, his newspaper, and now the U.S. government, in the voice of President Obama last Saturday, say are false. In the spirit of what President Obama has called mutual interest and mutual respect, wouldn't this be a good time for the release of my colleague Jason?
I hope that nobody will be lingering in prison, including a lot of Iranians who committed no crime across the world, but are waiting in prison to be extradited to the United States for violating U.S. sanctions, which are illegal anyway.
You know, that is the foreign minister. You know, again, he's setting up there. It sounds like, well, if you release ours, we'll release yours. So the questions continue, the comments continue. Let's play Byte 23.
So I'm not trying to make a quid pro quo, but I'm just saying that, of course, I mean, the Washington Post has a much better publicity campaign about Jason than we have about people who are lingering in prisons in Southeast Asia, elsewhere, who committed no crime. Unfortunately, your friend and my friend, Jason, is accused of a very serious offense. And I hope that he's cleared in a court. But he will have to face a court. He's an Iranian citizen.
No one gets cleared in a court in Iran. And he's already been in prison for months. This is a situation where his family's been speaking out more. Jason Rezaian, you know what the crime he committed? Being an American. And because of these nuclear talks, suddenly that put you right in the crosshairs in a much more difficult situation. He was there in Iran legally. He had a legal press credential from Iran, just like Saeed. He was not someone who had, you know, violated Iranian law. He wasn't there illegally. He wasn't reporting illegally. And why is he in prison? He's an American. Why is Saeed in prison? American. Why is Amir Hekmati in prison? American. They all have different issues that Iran has with them. In Saeed's case, of course, his Christian faith is the only crime he's accused of committing. That's his national security offense. But they all link up together. And what do they all link up with? They are Americans. And what is the foreign minister saying? Basically, we're not doing anything about it. That's unacceptable at this point. To hear the Iranian foreign minister think they can get a deal with the United States of America while keeping keeping these Americans in prison. And he's talking about people who have financed terrorism around the world, who have violated sanctions, clear laws, all of the Americans in prison there. I would like to ask him to explain all of their charges, because it's very difficult, if not impossible, to do so. Folks, we've got to fight hard here. The battle's kind of raging in Washington, D.C. on this Iranian issue, specifically. A lot of focus on it. So we need to make sure we are focused on it as well. Let me go back to Than Bennett. Than, we talked about in the last segment that this is now continuing over till next week. Where do things stand now with this? The legislation still, we talked about this at break, still has a lot of support. And the overall legislation, I know that there are a lot of people who question that very sincerely who listen to this broadcast, and we do too. The whole idea of, is this okaying the deal in the long run? And kind of Congress acquiescing, if you will. But at the same time, you've got this issue among, you know, the amendments. One of them that's getting attention, of course, is that involves the Americans like Pastor Saeed. So what do we expect to happen? Is much going to happen tomorrow, or is this really a whole nother week again? Can we kind of restart what we did this week and start anew?
There will be continued debate today on some amendments, Jordan. Now, it depends which ones actually they come to agreement on, which ones are considered this week. I actually just got a notification that the amendments on the prisoners are likely to happen next week, and I think that's a good thing because the sponsors of these amendments are not going to rush down to the floor and give up the fight. They still want this language included into the underlying bill. But to answer your picture about your question about the larger picture here, Jordan, Senator Corker and Senator Cardin say that they have a veto-proof margin to pass this bill. That's really why they don't want to open it up to amendments. And the pitch here from the sponsors of these amendments is, listen, this does not have to undermine that veto-proof margin. So the president can say whatever he wants. The president can say that he would veto it over this. This does not have to compromise that 67-vote threshold. You can include it, and 67 members of the Senate can still say, the president might not want this to be an issue, but the United States Senate is going to insist on it. They should do it in a bipartisan fashion. And I would just say this, the House has already done this week. The House introduced a resolution sponsored by two Democrats, two Republicans, the representatives of the four people involved here, and have said, we want this to be a priority. We want the Americans home.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Remember, we got another half hour of the broadcast coming up on Jay Sekulow Live. You can listen online. It's absolutely free at aclj.org if you don't get it on your local station or on Sirius XM channel 131. In the second half hour of the broadcast, we will continue to take your phone calls as well. I want to take a call now. Let's go to Francella calling in. Francella calling in from California, online 3. Francella, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, Francella, you're on the air.
Okay. Well, hello. Yes, I have a comment, especially for Barack. At this point in time, my biggest problem with Barack and Obama is simple. Our people come before other nations. Our people come before nuclear bombs. And for him to even, for him to once for one moment sit there and say he's going to veto anything that brings Americans home, he has no business being in office.
Well, that is the concern here, is that there are, I think, fair debates to be had about the other amendments if you're in the president's shoes when you're talking about this situation. There's a full-on debate to be had about the Iran and how to handle that. But when it comes down to it, it really doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you're on. The fact that the White House is threatening to veto an entire comprehensive piece of legislation that is pretty good for them, actually, because it says to get this to be done, you got the Americans have got to be home. We're not talking about hundreds of people here. We're talking about three plus one who's missing and being located. So four Americans, not Iran changing the way it treats people at home, not Iran changing the way it treats its foreign policy, not the way Iran sponsors terrorism around the world. Just get the Americans home, and then your deals can kind of kick into place, and this legislation will work. And that would be vetoed by the administration, specifically if it involves getting the Americans home. We got a second half hour coming up. Stay on the line if you're waiting to talk to us. We will get to your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, to talk to us on air. And remember, folks, this is a great time to donate to the American Center for Law and Justice. We have a matching challenge. Anything you donate is doubled. It can be donated online at aclj.org or by phone, 877-989-2255.
We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. Specifically, let me go to Alfred's call in Florida on line 6. We're talking about the nuclear issue with Iran, the amendments to get the Americans home as well, which is very important. It's amendments a specific amendment we support. The White House has said they would veto the entire piece of legislation that the Senate is working on if that specific amendment was included. So let me go to Alfred's call now. Alfred calling from Florida. Alfred, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay, how's it going? Jay, I don't know why they keep calling them hostages. They're not hostages. They're prisoners.
Go ahead.
Some sort of a deal, which they're not doing. And that's the same as if, for instance, if I was in Israel and I was to walk up and down the streets preaching Christianity in Israel, I'd be told to stop.
I don't know, Alfred. What does that even have to do with? I think you're a little confused on the issue. So let me just put it out there for you. I'm gonna answer your first question, which is the prisoner versus hostage. You could be both. And in this situation, you know, when you're dealing with Iran, you're not dealing with clear-cut definitions of what you're facing. Justice, courts, these are all things that kind of go out the window, and the charges that you face. They themselves have called themselves a hostages to this process. And we can play this soundbite for you. This is Amir Hekmati. He's a former U.S. Marine visiting his grandmother in Iran. And he specifically talks about how, and remember we played the Iranian foreign minister say, well, I'm not talking about a quid pro quo, but really I am, with Iranian prisoners and U.S. prisoners, as if that's why that they were arrested, which I think that's the driving force is their American citizenship. Take a listen, because this is one of those prisoners, Alfred. He's talking about it directly, Byte 36.
As a war veteran who defended our nation in its time of need, I ask that you also work to defend my dignity and that of my fellow Americans by putting in place serious consequences for the serial hostage taking and mistreatment of Americans by Iran's Ministry of Intelligence for clearly illegal purposes. This has been going on far too long.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is, when you listen to that, folks, that's from the prisoner's own mouth. That's their definition of it, serial hostage taking. And then you have the Iranian foreign minister mention on his own quid pro quo, something for something. You give me this, I'll give you that. And specifically in response to the question about the imprisoned Americans. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. But I think that answered your question, Alfred. I hope you were able to pay attention to that. It seemed like you were jumping all over the place. But that's okay. I wanted to answer for everybody who was listening to the broadcast because it is a legitimate question, a fair question to ask, and I hope we answered it for you. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. We come back from the break. We will take more of your phone calls. Stan, this debate now moving towards next week. There will be a specific focus on the amendment involving the Americans here, and so that debate, it looks like that will be waged Now, later next week.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be next week. It looks like most likely will be the amendment by Saeed Abedini's own senator, Senator Risch. It looks like that will be the vehicle. But I just want to underscore something that you've been saying this broadcast. The president supports this bill as it is. He opposes it if you add the prisoner language. So this is not about the underlying bill. This is about the prisoner issue, and the president needs to be called account for it.
And that is the one I think should have the most bipartisan support in the United States Senate. You know, it's not real controversial. Let's get the Americans home before we come up with a comprehensive sanctions relief plan for Iran. That we shouldn't get into these full-on plans to alleviate Iran's economic woes for them by releasing all these sanctions, removing these sanctions, and not getting the Americans back home before that were to occur. Folks, we've got to hear from you on this. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. You can sign this petition online.
It is a critical time. As U.S. and Iranian negotiators sit at the bargaining table, it's time that the plight of the four Americans held hostage in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, are raised at the bargaining table, not on the sidelines. The U.S. must demand the release of Pastor Saeed and the other Americans before any deal with the Iranians is finalized. Now on Capitol Hill, there's discussion and debate about the negotiations. At the ACLJ, we're calling on Congress to stand up for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans. We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. The White House issues a direct veto threat if an amendment to the comprehensive Iranian legislation involving the nuclear issue in the Senate, if there's an amendment attached that involves and requires the release of Americans, Saeed Abedini, Amir Hakmati, Jason Rezian, and the location, and then return of Robert Levinson, who's a missing American that the United States government itself believes Iran knows his whereabouts, and if he's still alive, if his situation. And so it just requires that. It does nothing more. It doesn't require Iran to change the way it treats people and its own citizens and human rights. It doesn't have anything to do with Iran's foreign policy. It doesn't have anything else to do with Iran. It's just get the Americans home before any of these sanctions relief issues are triggered, basically. And the White House is saying we would veto that very clearly. I mean, directly. It went back to it in a question from ABC News yesterday after the broadcast. My dad's joining us now. Thad Bennett is in the studio with me here in Washington, D.C. And, Dad, this was a very direct from the administration. They're making no mistake about it. They do not want to tie, and it concerns me greatly that they're so concerned about this because, to me, it's that long-term That means that they're looking way pretty far into the future, months into the future at least, and the Americans would not be back, and they would have a deal with Iran.
This is the great concern, and of course, yesterday with the statement coming out late yesterday afternoon from the White House, so emphatic that the Americans should not be part of this, is just absolutely outrageous. And the fact is, and I was just speaking with a group last night, the idea that the United States is having to, you know, almost crawl on our knees to beg for the release, which, of course, we're not even doing that, for the release of these Americans is ridiculous. We should have demanded the release at the outset. That should have been a precondition of any sitting down on anything and move forward. Instead, we got now, because what's happened, and this is, folks, this is what's happened. You've been speaking out. So many of you have been speaking out. And the families are speaking out, and the families are talking about each other's family. And now you've got ABC News and CNN and Fox News and Washington Post and New York Times. And there's kind of this symphony of sound saying, get these Americans out. And you got, as I said, the families talking about each other. And the White House instead doubles down. And it's almost like, no, we're not going to get them out. Not quite that level, but pretty close. And I'm with you. I'm concerned that a deal will be struck. I'm concerned about a deal, period. But a deal will be struck, and those Americans will not be released. And you talk about losing a bargaining chip, a bargaining position, unbelievable.
Folks, we're going to go right to the phone calls now. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jim calling in from New Hampshire on line two. Jim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. Listen, thank you for taking my call. Just a comment. This is just one example that shows President Obama's true colors in demonstrating that he is a disgrace to the office of the presidency of the United States. Furthermore, I hope that the press will have the courage to interview Hillary, Elizabeth Warren, and
We're not going to discuss that on this broadcast right now. I mean, this is not the time to discuss Hillary and Elizabeth Warren and the Republican. We're just not going to do that today. What we've got to focus in on is the problem at hand right this moment. Not that the issue of the presidency is not important. I'm not trying to belittle that. But we're in a very serious situation right now. And, Jordan, the politics of this, you know, it'll be very interesting. You wonder, and I hope this is not the case, if these Americans are not released, does this become, I mean, this is kind of what the caller was saying. I mean, does this become a political issue?
Well, I think it's becoming one now because the White House is saying, you know, we're going to veto this. And we've talked about this with Than. You know, this now debate is looks like it's going to push into next week. When we were first talking about this earlier in the week, this was something that could have been done by today or even yesterday. And so the debate is raging, if you will, in the United States Senate. There's still wide support for, bipartisan support for the overall piece of legislation, but there's still a major question about how these amendments will be handled. And so ultimately, yes, you know, we don't want this to go into 2016. I want this to be resolved as soon as possible. But what I'm concerned about is that when Josh Earnest specifically talked about the Americans, he said that certainly a provision, an amendment that made this nuclear deal contingent on Iran's release of those three American citizens would fall, frankly, into both categories. That means both categories that the president would, quote, certainly veto, that undermined the unanimous compromise reached in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, or that interfered with the negotiations. So that getting the Americans home undermines that, or it interferes with their nuclear negotiations, so they're not going to put that in line. That does politicize this more.
And Than, what's your sense on where it is right now? What's the latest on the situation as it exists right this moment?
Well, I actually think some of the hope here is on just how revealing Josh Earnest's remarks are, because remember, the president supports the bill that's on the floor of the Senate right now, and there are 67 votes in the Senate to approve that deal. So that's veto-proof. So our message to the Senate and those 67 members that are on this bill, Jay, is, listen, the president can say whatever he wants about this amendment. If 67 of you say that this is a priority, you can override one of his vetoes. So you talk about it being a political issue. It is a political issue. But at this point, there are 67 senators on this bill. There should be 67 senators on this bill after the amendment is added as well.
Well, that's obviously the goal here. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget this. We are in a matching challenge, and today is the last day. And, folks, we've got a chance. I'm hopeful tomorrow that I'm going to announce that we hit a goal that's in excess of $1.2 million, which was a stretch goal to begin with. But your support has been incredible. But this is the last day to participate in our matching challenge, which, by the way, $1.2 million becomes $2.4 million to the ACLJ. So you can imagine this is a huge, huge for us. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're taking more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take another call.
Let's go to Im calling in from Indiana on line 5. Im, welcome to JSecu Live.
Im, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to say, first of all, my heart goes out to Pastor Asid and the others who are in the situation. However, we are dealing with some fanatics here, actually. And I believe that, or I submit that the president is not wanting to upset the balance here on these issues by making such a veto that he would put these amendments in both of those categories. So whichever way we go, our request that the that it be amended is still going to be vetoed. So I think it may be that maybe they know something we don't.
Well, Jordan, you know, hopefully they know something we don't. But the reality is what we know and this approach has us very nervous.
Why would they, if this was the case, let's say that they knew this was going to happen the next 2-3 months before a deal was in place, why would they be so concerned about this specific amendment? I mean, they're really concerned about it. You know, Josh Earnest could have said back to ABC News, we don't like any of the amendments. This just needs to be the piece of legislation on the nuclear issue. Deal with those issues as they come about. Instead, he specifically took it back to an amendment that makes the nuclear deal contingent on Iran's release of those three Americans would fall into both categories. It would be undermining to the compromise of the Senate and interfere with the ongoing negotiations. So that's what concerns me, is that if they knew, if there was some kind of deal worked out, that wouldn't be so concerning to them. In fact, this may be the amendment that they kind of take a pass on, that they're not as so concerned about. But as we've seen from this administration, which really concerns me, they don't want this tied together at all, and they think they could go into a place with a full-force deal. That means start giving sanctions relief out without getting these Americans back.
And this is deeper than, by the way, the President of the United States. It's deeper than the Secretary of Kerry. This is the bureaucracy of the State Department. And, folks, this bureaucracy of the State Department runs deep. They're unelected. They're unaccountable. They're bureaucrats. And they are putting their own plan in place, regardless of what you want it to be. So our liberties and freedom are at stake. And these unelected bureaucrats do whatever they want. And do it freehand. And we're seeing that when we see these statements from Josh Earnest. It's echoing not just the president. We've got to resist, reform, and restore our constitutional republic in order to move these issues forward. And we're working on that at the ACLJ. Again, we're in our matching challenge, folks. Any amount you donate at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're getting a match for that. I encourage you to do it. The easiest way is ACLJ.org. So that's the way to do it, ACLJ.org. I've got a brand new book coming out called Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom. It is going to be out May 19th, but there are pre-orders now, and we want to get it on the New York Times bestsellers list. And to do that, you can help us. Simply go to Undemocratic. It's undemocraticbook.com. You can order it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or iTunes. And we encourage you to order today. Order some for your friends. We want that same response that Jordan had, that great idea last time with ISIS. Get this book on the New York Times bestsellers list, folks. You know what? People take notice, and they sure did, of our book on ISIS. So, again, it's undemocraticbook.com. We'll be back with your calls at 877-989-2255 for the petition or 1-800-684-3110 to speak to us.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the J. Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It is a critical time. As U.S. and Iranian negotiators sit at the bargaining table, it's time that the plight of the four Americans held hostage in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, are raised at the bargaining table, not on the sidelines. The U.S. must demand the release of Pastor Saeed and the other Americans before any deal with the Iranians is finalized. Now on Capitol Hill, there's discussion and debate about the negotiations. At the ACLJ, we're calling on Congress to stand up for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans. We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We will continue to take your calls. The Senate still debating the Iranian nuclear legislation and the amendments, specifically amendments calling for the release and return of Americans, Pastor Saeed Abedini, Amir Hekmati, Jason Rezaian, Robert Levinson. That amendment looks like it will actually be pushed into next week. So this is becoming much more of a battle than even was expected earlier this week when we started focusing in on this issue happening here on Capitol Hill. Now that it is pushed into next week, we're getting more commentary from the White House. They're threatening to veto the legislation if there is an amendment on the Americans attached to that. We're going to continue to take your phone calls. Now let's go to Debbie calling in from New Jersey. Online 3, Debbie's been holding on. You're on the air.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering, could there be a group of special forces to go in there and free them?
I'll let Jordan and Than explain it, but no, because it's a sovereign country, and once it would be an act of war, so that would be difficult. Plus, it's the other factor I'll let Jordan and Than get into, finding them is not that easy.
No, I mean, we know that they're located in these prisons, I mean, but that is not, it's not like they're being held in a room somewhere. I mean, these are huge prison complexes in Tehran and outside Tehran. So the truth is, that would be much more difficult. You'd be putting their lives even more in jeopardy. These situations have been handled in the past through countries as difficult as Iran, countries as difficult as North Korea, by diplomatic work, negotiations, international pressure. Here's what's complicating the matter. Even though you would think, hey, now the U.S. is across the table from Iran, Iran is getting something in return from the United States and has the potential to get even more, that would make this situation less complex because now you've got direct talks. It's actually made it much more complex, much more difficult because the U.S. is taking this position, and Iran loves that they're not focusing on anything else.
Yeah. And the fact is, the politically, Than, that kind of move, I think, would have significant consequences.
Well, it would. But, you know, I mean, I would take it a step farther. Forget special forces. The president won't ask for it at the table. But he also, by definition, doesn't even want to be required to get them out before he does a deal. So, I mean, we're far short of being able to ask the president to do something like that. What we are saying is that the United States Senate should force his hand. They should say, you cannot have a deal, Mr. President. And in a veto-proof margin, you cannot have a deal unless these Americans are home. So that is an ask that is far short of special forces. It's just simply, we are going to make you bring them home before we're going to let you have a deal.
I think the reality is we got to keep this pressure on exactly as we're doing it. That's part of the problem here. And we've got to keep the political pressure on, folks, even if we don't win this, by the way. The fact that we're getting a vote is a win in and of itself. If there's a vote on this amendment, either way it goes, it in a sense is a win here.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, this is a situation where we truly need the United States Senate and those who have spoken out for these Americans to take a stand. And, you know, they're going to work on compromises. They're going to work on other possibilities. I think that's why it's extended to next week. We have to follow that closely as well to see what kind of work can be done. The United States Senate is an interesting legislative body. It's different than the House. They will sometimes come up with compromises, and sometimes those compromises aren't bad. So it's also looking towards what they are going to do, because on the one hand, they've got the majority to get this legislation passed, a supermajority. But on the other hand, this is a piece of legislation, when you're calling for the Americans, it seems pretty basic to folks. It sounds pretty common sense that we're not going to provide this huge sanctions relief to Iran without getting Americans back. They're not going to give this power over to the executive without getting the Americans home. And that's it. But that debate now shifts into next week. So we need people to stay on this. You can stay updated at ACLJ.org. Or, again, listening to the broadcast, because this is going to continue, not just towards the end of this week, but into next week. We go right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110, to talk to us on air. Let's go to Wendy, calling from California Online 6. Wendy, welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have kind of a two-point purpose for my call. First, I think Obama is doing this because he's really a globalist. He doesn't care about our country. And secondly, I don't understand if I'm correct in this or if there's some, I just don't understand why he's acting this way, why he is absolutely refusing to stand up in the power that we have and get our people back. What's his true motive?
Well, that's the truth. The true motive here is they're so laser focused on trying to have some foreign policy victory for, I think, legacy purposes and administration purposes, that they'll do anything to get to the deal with Iran. Then they will do anything not to distract Iran. They don't want to give Iran any way to back out. And I think that that's a very weak way for the United States to go into this. That can be debated entirely. But when you focus on the situation involving the Americans, even that, it seems like even if you take that position, you know that there are certain things you just cannot let go, even if it means not getting to comprehensive deals and comprehensive reform, because we're the ones figuring out how much we're going to give back to Iran, how much relief we're going to give to Iran. It's not the other way around here.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear at this point that this president wants to deal with Iran for legacy purposes, really at any cost. He has clearly made that his number one priority. He wants to be remembered by that. But I think you're right. I think even in a cold political calculation, this president needs to take a step back and look at that position that he's taken. Because if he gets a deal with Iran, even if it somehow works on the larger issue, if he leaves those American prisoners behind and they never come home, he is not going to be viewed positively in terms of legacy. So even if you set all the other considerations aside and you look at it purely politically calculating, the president needs to reevaluate where he's at on this, because the prisoners have to be home if he's to have any hope of it being a positive legacy.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Ray calling from Indiana on line one. Ray, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you very much. Hey, I just want to say, one, I really appreciate your show. You guys are doing great work. And two, for taking my call. I've got a big concern. I just can't understand how our president can go around Congress to trade a known traitor for these Taliban leaders, but yet he won't help these civilians and do the right thing by going through Congress.
Well, listen, you're talking about the Bergdahl matter, and what they'll say is that was separate because that was a state actor. I don't like arguing for their position, but that's basically it. They're dealing with Iran here, the nuclear issue. I think that justifying these moves, we get all Americans home. Even if they've done things wrong, you want to get them home. Now, you can question how much you give to get those who have violated our rules or be charged, alleged to have violated our rules. These Americans in Iran, we're in a unique situation. We, in the past, wouldn't have even had these direct dialogue. Now we do, and you think, okay, first thing on the list should be get the Americans home. So, and this is not so hard to sell to Iran. You have got to give us something to be able to take to the world to show that, one, you are a good faith actor, that you are willing to get into an agreement with the United States, who you call the Great Satan in your domestic rallies, as the White House loves to say, oh, that's just their domestic talk, and that we should somehow take this to the American people. To me, that would be a political victory. But that's not the obviously not the path the White House has chosen to take. We will continue to take your phone calls. I mean, we will tomorrow, and we'll continue to discuss this. But, folks, we need your support on this issue because this debate is raging into next week. Go to ACLJ.org and stay updated.
We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.